Welcome to the Rob Roeder Chasing the Dream Radio Show segment on Building Fortunes Radio with your hosts, Rob Roeder and Peter Mingles. Make sure you check us out by clicking on the Rob Roeder Radio Show link on buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. Rob Roeder's success as an entrepreneur has allowed him to pursue his passion in the music industry. Listen to his Chasing the Dream theme as you witness his ability to pursue his dreams in the field he loves. And there's much more in store for you too. You might have a chance of working with him in his business ventures and in the music industry. So listen in and enjoy the journey. Now on to our Building Fortunes radio show with Rob Roeder and Peter Mingles. Let's get started, Peter.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to Building Fortunes Radio on www.buildingfortunesradio.com. And every day we do special radio shows, and this one will be also one of those really special ones because on this radio show I get a chance to interview Rob Roeder, who's a good business associate slash friend of ours who I've followed for over a decade. And I've seen him go through the ups and downs in any industry, but the most important thing, I think, is finally that at the end of the rainbow, he's able to actually pursue his additional passion, besides being successful in home-based businesses, his additional passion in music. And I got to share with you, just like even though I'm not his dad, just like a proud parent would be listening to someone who's actually like just really doing super well in all his areas of his life, and then at the ripe old age of where he is right now, being able to pursue his real passion that he's always wanted to work for and work so hard for, it's just like watching somebody else's dream come true. And it is really a distinct pleasure. I get goosebumps just thinking about it, working with him and hearing the interesting stories. But also, as we continue this journey, seeing how he'll not only achieve his passion, but also help himself and a lot of other people in his new ventures. So you get a chance to watch it all over again. So if you are here and you're listening in live, you're watching history in the making. And if you are still alive and you want to hear it all over again and hear different segments, including some of the snippets of the radio show commercials that we're going to be playing and the music that he's performed, you want to go to buildingfortunesradio.com. So with sincere and honest privilege, I'd like to introduce to everybody, for Building Fortunes Radio audience, Mr. Rob Roeder. So, Rob, thanks for being here.
Well, it's great to be here, Peter. Appreciate you taking the time to have me here.
Hey, excellent. And I really am sincere when I say we worked together for a real long time on and off, and I've seen you start with new startup companies and had those things fall apart. You know, people in home-based business are somewhat familiar with that. And I've seen you become wildly successful, and that wasn't a surprise because you're going to be wildly successful with anything you put your mind to. But for the audience that it doesn't know you for like, you know, a decade plus, so many years, why don't you share with them a little bit about you and then how you got here, meaning at this point in your life where now you can pursue another passion of yours?
Well, you know, it's been an interesting journey, Peter. I started at the ripe age of three. 3 years old, realized that music was something that had chosen me versus me choosing it. I was very gifted and blessed because my mom was, a great musician. She had studied under Leopold Stokowski, who was a famous Polish conductor, and he was giving her lessons at the college that she was attending in her youth. And so she had a really great musical background, and she took to the show tunes coming out of Broadway at the time. This was back in the 1930s, the George Gershwin era, in the 40s. And so she came out of that particular genre of music and was playing that. And here I was born in 1954. So I was raised on the show tunes of George Gershwin. And what an amazing composer he was indeed. And I just had a real love for his music, his melodies, his sense of rhythm. And then, of course, I was so blessed to be in that time period where the great music was happening. You know, some of the most amazing things coming out of the rock and roll era, of course, with the blues artist and, Little Richie and oh my gosh, so many guys out of that particular era, Chuck Berry and so many of the guys that, were in there doing the blues. And, of course, some of the artists that evolved out of that era, Clapton and Elvis Presley even was so influenced by that. And, Nat King Cole back in that era, what an amazing crooner he was, right? So, I grew up with all that music, and then, of course, we had the Renaissance that came in the 60s, in the 70s, and that was just an amazing time to be a part of music. I had a passion for it. I was composing, really writing little melodies at the age of three. And, you know, just kind of, it was very natural for me. It was not something that, you know, I think for a lot of kids, you know, they're forced to take lessons and all that. That wasn't the case for me. In fact, I never really took any lessons until I was in my teens, and I took a very short time period with a classical conductor who worked with me for a short period of time, but he actually would not train me, which is very interesting. He spotted that I had a raw talent for composition, and I had practiced many, many hours honing my skills in my youth, and he said, I don't want to train you, because if I do, I'll train what you've created yourself and developed, I'll train that out of you. So it's a very interesting perspective. I wanted to be classically trained, and this guy wouldn't let me train. Isn't that interesting, Peter?
That is wild. That is wild.
Yeah.
He didn't want to change you.
Amazing insight that he had, I was able to because of the love I had for music, and I spent a lot of years practicing. You know, when I was younger, I'd play, you know, 2-3 hours a day, sometimes more, because I just had the love for music. And I think coming up through that period of time, you know, the renaissance of music that came out in the 60s and the early 70s was just such amazing. To be a part of that. So many great musicians, artists, songwriters. And then here we are now, of course, in the 2000s, and the music has changed a lot, but, you know, it all goes back to the roots, doesn't it, Peter? It really goes back to some of the basics. So here we are now and still writing, still, you know, composing and keeping that dream alive.
Now, I would have, you know, we've spoken a lot, and I knew maybe through some casual conversations you might have made some comments or suggestions that you know, music was an additional love of yours, but we never really got into like what you played or what your skills were. The idea of you slinging around piano, classical stuff was just something that would be totally foreign to what I would have associated you with you, because you're always very professional as far as building a business, and it just never really came up. So for a certain extent, you kind of suppressed that in your business conversations. You really didn't let a lot of people know that your additional passion was in music, and I would have never guessed it. So what did you play? Like, share with us some of the attraction that you had towards whatever musical instruments, or are you one of those people that can kind of play a lot of things because you just love them?
Well, you know, it started out with the piano, you know, just getting on there, and I remember as being a child and actually getting on, my mom had a Wurlitzer Spinet. And when she would leave the house, I would actually get up on the piano, stand on it. I must have been, 5, 6, 7 years old back then. And I would jump on the piano and run across the keys, you know, just to try to make sound. That's how the passion I had at that age for getting sound out of the keyboard. But, you know, that was my first experience. And then I went to play the accordion for a little while. And I experimented with drums, percussions, my second instrument, played a little bit with guitar. I never really got into the guitar too much other than some rhythm stuff, but pretty much back to the keyboards and percussion. Those are the main instruments that, you know, I work with these days. And, of course, I sing. So I compose a lot of my work, and there's vocals going on there as well.
Excellent. We're going to play a few snippets of some of the things that you've done that you shared with me. I don't have a whole arsenal of all the material, so I'm interested in learning more about the things that you're singing as well, or not only you're singing but also playing as well. And you shared with us a couple of songs. Maybe we'll play a little bit of a snippet of one of them before the break, and then maybe a small snippet of the other one after the break. So I have two of them. One was, I think, In the Light of Love, and the other one is I forget the song. I know it has the word in now. But it's
Know
By Now.
We should Know By Now.
Yep, and I got to share with you, I have favorites, and I really like that one when I want to just kind of relax. That's a really good, I really like that song. But do you want to give us a little bit of background on any one of them, and then you pick which one we're going to play first?
Sure. Just want to give credit also to those two particular songs were co-written with a songwriter partner of mine. His name is Michael Kingsley, out of New York City, so I want to give Michael full credit. He was a co-writer on both those tunes with me. They're really nice tunes. I mean, there's a lot of emotion in them, and, you know, if I could say which is my favorite, it's kind of hard to say. I love them both, but Know By Now is real special to me because the late, great Cornelius Bumpus played saxophone on that track, Peter. He was one of the most, you know, just amazing musicians that was in the 60s and 70s arena. Played with Etta James and the Doobie Brothers and Steely Dan, and just what an amazing session player he was. So I was really privileged and honored to spend some time with him in the studio. So So he's featured on the sax, and that's it's kind of a really interesting song. It was back in, I believe, the late 80s that we put that together, and it's a very contemporary song. I think it's relevant for these times, and it's a song that I think that people can relate to, based on the fact that we should know by now, right? So
yeah, absolutely. But, yeah, and it's, I got to tell you, I like this song. I really like this song. So should we give it a little whirl right now?
Sure, it'd be great.
Here we go.
Track by Cornelius, so next time you have to play that.
Okay. I wanted to.
Yeah, you know, the song was really inspired by just, you know, I'm sure we've all been in that state where we've gone through an experience in life and we say, man, I should know by now. I should, you know, I knew this and I should know, right? So that was kind of the concept of the song. But Michael, my songwriter partner on these two particular tracks we're listening to, is a tremendous lyricist, and he took it to a whole different level, bringing it into a relationship, you know, into the personal thoughts of someone having a relationship and going through the experience of realizing that I'm not with the person that I should be, and I should know by now not to be with that particular person. So those of us that can relate to that. So Michael did a wonderful job there, you know, expressing that lyrically, and it all just kind of came together and, you know, rhythmically clicked. Yeah.
It's got a catchy tune to it. I mean, you can listen to the words mean something, but the music behind it is really just really, really nice. Okay. We're just about that time. We're going to take a little commercial break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Peter Mingles and Rob Roeder. We're on Chasing the Dream on Building Fortunes Radio. I'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Rob Roeder Chasing the Dream radio show segment on Building Fortunes Radio with your hosts Rob Roeder and Peter Mingles. This special segment can be heard again with almost any device connected to the internet by going to buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. Listen in often and get to know Rob Roeder. Go to the buildingfortunesradio.com website to listen to some of Rob's music. No matter where you're at in life, you can benefit by listening to and from working with Rob. Rob Roeder's success as an entrepreneur has allowed him to pursue his passion in the music industry. Listen to Rob's Chasing the Dream theme as you witness his ability to pursue his dreams in the field he loves. Thanks for listening, and now back to our Building Fortunes radio show.
Okay, we're back. Peter Mingles here listening to Rob Roeder and his interesting story. We just heard a small snippet of one of the songs. We're going to play something else for you in just a little bit as well. But Rob's kind of starting a new career or new venture with his passion for music. And Rob, you've hooked up with some really great people that have opened up some doors of opportunity for you that you're just starting to travel through. And we don't know where it's going to end up, but we know it's going to end up pretty big for you for sure. And for those people that follow you and take advantage of your tutelage and the knowledge that you've developed in business as well as in music, you're going to be able to help yourself and a whole bunch of other people in this profession. So can you share with us a little bit about, you know, the things that are happening with you in your life and what's happening next?
Certainly, Peter. Thank you for that. You know, it's really been an amazing journey in being in the marketing world and experiencing the success that I have over the years in marketing. But what really drove me to the success was the music. You know, the passion I have and the love I have for music and wanting to be able to produce myself independently. So I was always driven on the business side. I got out of the music scene when I was 30 years old because I was at that time in the club scene. It was not conducive to that lifestyle. Was not conducive to where I wanted to be in terms of my health. So made that decision to leave. And over the years, you know, got really good at marketing because this was the vehicle I saw that sales and marketing was probably one of the most highest paid professions out in the marketing world. So that's, you know, someone could actually create that financial independence if they came with the right company and went to work and applied their work ethic. So basically what happened is in that journey over the years, got out of music, which was, you know, was not the best decision for me, but would always come back to it. You know, it was always my base and always, especially since, you know, when you're a composer, you have it's hard to explain, but you have a mission, you know, from a composition standpoint. For me, it's driven by spiritual, you know, efforts and movements behind me. And it just, you know, kept coming back to the music and continued to compose throughout my career in marketing and the sales arena. But, you know, as I was going through these phases, I would have some moments where I would become more focused on the music, and I would, you know, put some of my music out and got some good, you know, feel from people in the industry. And one of them was Yanni's manager. Some of you might have heard of Yanni, a famous, you know, composer. I had shared some of my music with Yanni's manager when I was living in New York City, and he wrote me back with a really nice letter saying that he really enjoyed my music and felt that I was someone that he could work with. But at that time, he was unfortunately not able to take on another client. But, you know, those types of windows where you get that kind of acknowledgement from people in the industry really kind of inspires you and leads you on to the fact that, hey, you know, I think I've got something here. So experiences like that, coming close to getting record deals on two different occasions, and for whatever reason, the timing wasn't right. It just wasn't the moment. And so anyway, here we are now, you know, three decades later, after I made the decision to get into sales and marketing. I ran into someone recently that is a member of the board of directors for a company called International Dynasty. And that is driven by a company called R&D, which stands for Robertson and Drinkard. And Robertson is Smokey Robinson. And the Drinkard family is the family that is, you know, with Whitney Houston. So, I mean, you can imagine, Peter, to have, you know, people like that to be believing in my music and wanting to be a part of their family. This recently happened. So just so honored and so blessed to have this come into my life at this stage. So we're working now with a gentleman named Romaine, who's Smokey's nephew. And we're looking to be going in the studio here very soon and producing some of my songs and, you know, getting my work out. So that's really been a life-changing thing for me, so I can't wait to see where that goes.
And that's so exciting for us to hear, because I love just, you know, being able to witness and then cheer on people that mean something to us. So I'm so happy for you, because these doors are swinging open for you. And for some people that, you know, they may never recognize those opportunities or may not be able to take advantage of those opportunities. But it's kind of interesting, I guess, the way that happened. You went to work, you know, for 30 years. You built your sales and sales marketing companies. And I think it's through that channel that you met the gentleman that opened up the door to this company. Is that correct? How did that happen?
Yeah, you know, just, you know, being in and out of the industry and, you know, it's who you know in this world. And you know, I had a good friend that I'd known since the early 2000s, and we've been in and out of business for a couple of, you know, different years. And we had a great run a few years back with a global company. We get both ended up leaving that, and we just recently connected back up here, and we're working again together. And he introduced me to a gentleman by the name of Adam Broker, who is on the board of directors with International Dynasty. So it's just amazing how the universe works, you know.
Right. Yeah. Some people might call it a lucky break. Could be divine intervention. Could be hard work and determination and being the right person at the right time. Who knows? But the reality is that it's happening now for you, and it's really kind of exciting. Okay, let's play that second song. So tell us a little bit about that second song, and I'll play about a minute of that as well.
Well, this is a kind of a love song. It's called In the Light of Love, and it's a story about, you know, a person that has had a rough go of love, you know, has been out there and experienced some relationships that, you know, didn't turn out so well, and you know, still in search of finding, you know, the soulmate, so to speak, and that happens. And the song is the journey of that, the experience of that, and of course, you know, at a certain point in time, you know, finding their soulmate. And,
excellent. Okay, good. So we're going to play this. All right, we'll give you about a minute of this. Here we go.
Morning light shining on this lost and lonely heart. Find your way to the one who cares and make a start. Surrender there without fear to love.
In advance, if we just kind of gave you a little bit of teaser on those things, but we only have 30 minutes for this, for the radio show, and maybe we'll play a little bit more of them sometime in the future. So, all right. So the next topic, I guess, would be is, you know, what's going to happen next for Rob? Where do you see some of these things going? You'll be in the studio. You'll be able to take advantage of some of the newer stuff. What happens next?
Well, really looking forward to getting in the studio with Romain, who's one of the key people over at International Dynasty, a tremendous producer in music. And we're going to be working on a song called Some Sensation. It's a jazz piece, kind of a contemporary jazz piece that I'm very excited about. I'll be doing some working with brass. I love to work with horns, Peter. Brass is one of my passions. So that's got some real – yeah, so that'll be an exciting track. And, you know, we've got a lot more material here. I've written many, many songs over the years, so it's time for me now to get these songs produced and get them out there. Yeah. So
I'm going to ask an innocently naive question, because I don't know how composers do the stuff that they do. So when you do your composing, you write the music, I don't know what the term would be, lyrics or whatever the music would be, for all of the instruments?
Well, you know, it depends on what piece it is, and that there's different things happening on different, you know, compositions. But for the most part, I get an idea or a concept rhythmically. It all starts with me from a rhythm point and start to, you know, play it on a piano. Generally, is where I begin, and you know, get a pattern going. And if it touches me or inspires me, you know, I might get a concept of what the emotion of the song is, the rhythmic side of it, and then develop it into melody, and of course, you know, start to put together from the verse, chorus aspect, and I do a lot of my own lyrics, but I also am open to working with lyricists, and you know, Michael has been one of the guys I love to work with over the years. So I like to collaborate too with other musicians. That's really big for me.
So a little bit like almost like a mastermind principle. So you guys get in a room and you start off with a bass topic or a bass conversation, and you just kind of let it fly.
Yeah, with most of my compositions, I basically wrote them, you know, over the years, and it was pretty much just me in a studio, you know, writing them and completing them over the course of a few days. And some of my endeavors, I've opened up to co-write with other writers as well, which has been very, very, it's been fun, and it's been great from a growth perspective to work with other artists.
So when you're in the studio, will you spend a few hours? Will it be a couple of days without eating? I mean, what do you usually do, and then how long and how many
songs?
No,
it's a process, and we're actually filming some of it and sharing it, which we'd love to share with the public. But, you know, really what it is, the song is composed first. It's written. It's structured out. In many cases, I bring it to my friend who does arranging as well. My songwriter partner is an arranger. So we then, I don't read music, Peter, so he'll take it. He's a Juilliard graduate. I'm just the composer. I'm all about feeling and emotion and soul and all that stuff. So I'd give him the raw guts of it, and then he'll take it and structure it, put it maybe in charts for the other musicians so that when we go in the studio, it's run smoothly. We get our rhythm tracks down first. We go and we lay those down. And the vocal, and then we bring in the horns and strings or whatever it is that we feel we best fit the song. Yeah, so it's a process. It can take anywhere from a couple of days to a couple of weeks to a couple of months, depending on what we're trying to accomplish.
Wow. Yeah. And are you trying to do a few songs, or are you trying to do a whole, I don't know if the right term, I'm so outdated. Is it like an album or a CD, or what do you do now?
Yeah, that's the goal. That's definitely the target. But right now we're taking it one song at a time. And just, doing what we got to do to get as much product out as we can.
Yeah, that's excellent. And I don't know a lot about the music industry, so I ask the innocent questions, and then I'm hoping that maybe on the next radio show you'll talk to us a little bit about how the music industry might have changed, because you were talking about, your mom in the 30s and 40s and then in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and you had those dynamic years, the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and then now it seems like the music industry has been kind of turned upside down in so many ways once it went digital. So once it went digital, and then there's things like YouTube and all the other channels that people have the opportunity to share their music with is a little bit on the intimidating side. So maybe you'd be able to share with us the different venues or maybe some of your favorites and some tips for all those inspiring musicians out there as well as you're pursuing your journey. Okay, I'm going to give you the last minute, Rob, and then we're going to do our exit, and then we'll come back.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much, Peter, for having me here, and looking forward to being back on and share some more thoughts about the music world. And this has just been really great for me to be able to share this with you. Some of the other things I can share too on the show is, from a standpoint of keeping the faith with your dream, whatever that might be, staying true to that and following your heart, because that's if you follow your heart and do what you love, you just can't miss. So that would be really my biggest message of all, Peter. So thanks
Excellent.
Again for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. We're going to have you back soon, and we'll catch you later. You've been listening to Rob Roeder, Chasing the Dream, on Building Fortunes Radio, and you're kind of witnessing history, and it's fun to watch. So, Rob, thanks for being here. We'll catch you next time.
You've been listening to the Rob Roeder Chasing the Dream radio show segment on Building Fortunes Radio with your hosts, Rob Roeder and Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website to hear previous radio shows with Rob Roeder and Peter Mingle. Rob Roeder's success as an entrepreneur has allowed him to pursue his passion in the music industry. Listen to his Chasing the Dream theme as you witness his ability to pursue his dreams in the field he loves. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. Rob Roeder, Peter, and I want to say thanks for listening and ask you to spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.